AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Congressional investigators are looking into a meeting in Moscow in June between two men who attended a separate gathering at Trump Tower last year. It's a meeting that involved President Trump's oldest son. The Associated Press has learned that both men were questioned about why they met in the first place and whether there was an effort to get their story straight about the Trump Tower meeting. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team is also investigating that meeting. The White House is defending President Trump for tweeting out against accused Senator Al Franken, even though Trump faces similar accusations when he was a candidate.
It was the tape that roiled last year's presidential race. Trump on Access Hollywood in 2005, talking about sexually harassing women.
I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
He faced more than a dozen sexual harassment allegations and dismissed them all as fake news, threatening to sue the women after the election, which has not happened. The president's mostly stayed silent about Roy Moore, but blasted Al Franken on Twitter shortly after the allegations against the Democratic senator, a vocal critic of his administration. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
After an outcry from animal rights groups, President Trump now says he's delaying a new policy that would allow imports of body parts of slain elephants. The White House says the president will review all the conservation facts. The mayor of Westchester, Pennsylvania, says some residents of a senior living community that caught a blaze last night are still unaccounted for. The search continues for a man who shot and killed a Baltimore detective this week. Commissioner Kevin Davis says the officer's gun had been fired. It's possible the suspect was hit.
He's still probably in the community, and there's a very real possibility that he's being looked after and treated.
There's a reward for information leading to the killer of Detective Sean Souter. This is AP Radio News. Green Day has released a massive greatest hits album.
Green Day's 22-track greatest hits album is called God's Favorite Band. But putting together a retrospective collection doesn't mean the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame trio is ready to say good riddance to making new music anytime soon.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong calls the collection of 30 years a perfect soundtrack for the age of outrage. He calls the album sort of like a book of short stories, and in a world in which Bob Dylan can win the Nobel Prize for Literature, who's to say no? Warren Levinson, New York.
Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel says that Parkinson's disease will never break the spirit of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Emanuel praised Jackson in a statement. Jackson earlier disclosed that he is seeking treatment for Parkinson's disease and will focus on physical therapy. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.